Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, y'all.
800-998-1003. I want to hear from you, who that Saints fans. Bring it. Game balls, pats on the back. Who needs to have a seat with coach? Jokingly, the special teams coordinator probably was a little uncomfortable yesterday. Yeesh. Hey, you get the win 36-25 over the Bears. Tiger fans want to hear from you as well. It's a battle of Tigers in Tiger Stadium. Auburn coming to town this week, and how you feel about Joe Burrow. And look. I'm doing my best to remain calm with you right now.
Why?
Okay? Because it's bad enough that you're basically a walking Chicago Bears.
I don't
fan.
Like the Bears.
Okay? You love the Bears. All
They're
you
not
did
my
is
team
talk
anymore.
Talk about, oh, because they lost.
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
I just don't like them.
And here you are with your bleeding little heart up in arms because CBSSports.com, go back, go to the story. Let me see.
I already saw this last night.
So, CBSSports.com. Saints defenders make fun of Tariq Cohen's height during win against the Bears. And what is it? Scroll. What is it? Eric.
And it did say underneath it. To be fair, the 5'6" Cohen wasn't the only Bear offense that came up short.
That's fine. But what is it? Eric Edelholm? Edholm or something? So, he took a video from the camera, you know, footage. And there's Cohen. Looks like Eli Apple and Chauncey Garner Johnson tackled him or something. On the way back, he had some things to say. Sean Payton had some things to say. And then you see Eli Apple putting his hand on his helmet, and they're measuring him. They're making fun. Chauncey Garner Johnson's actually showing him a flat hand, saying that you're short and what all this. There's some choice words being said. Sean Payton, Eli Apple, Chauncey Garner Johnson. And you
don't put words into my mouth.
No, I'm not putting words into your mouth. No, I'm not. To avoid that, why don't you go ahead? Just what's your issue?
I just think it's unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Because I mean, you're up 36-10 at that point.
Uh huh.
I mean, just let the score. It's 4 minutes left in the game.
Uh huh.
Just let the score talk for you.
Here's my initial problem with you, with this. You automatically assume the Saints started this.
Yeah, but
if the
Bears started it, you can just walk away because you're already up.
So you just
36
gonna, so
to
let
10.
Them let him say whatever he wants to coach. Let him say whatever he wants to those players, right?
Yeah, I mean, don't stoop to their level.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Stooping to their level?
Yeah.
Wow.
If the Bears started it, don't stoop to their level. You're up 36-10.
Okay.
You saw what happened in the Rams when we faced the Rams last year, and Sean Payton was talking smack. And then that just gave them extra motivation. Why would you want to give a team
extra motivation? Like some wine with your cheese?
Why give a team extra motivation?
I didn't realize that it hurt your feelings to see the Saints poking fun at 5'6" little Cohen over there and on a team that talks so much stuff, by the way.
No, I know.
And
that's
why
I say don't stoop to their level.
That's going to bother you. That bothers you. Your two Saints players probably sticking up for themselves. Look at the beginning of the video. He's looking back at Eli Apple, looking back at Chauncey, and then Sean's probably saying, go back to your huddle. That's probably what he's saying. Go back. Go away. And that bothers you.
I never said.
The Bears getting made fun of.
I never said.
That bothers you.
I never said.
Unbelievable.
It's
incredible. Look, I knew you were a Bears fan, but now your feelings are all hurt because
hurt.
He got made fun of by Coach Payton and by Eli Apple and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
I would just say, they'll stoop to their level.
It's a whole new level that you're stooping to right now. Whole new level. You clearly have never played sports in your life, ever, competitively.
You want to bet?
I've had my fair share.
You've
had your fair share. Yeah. Okay. Where? At summer camp or something?
No matter where.
I mean, no one's ever talked anything to you, huh?
No matter where.
You got no competitive juices or energy or nothing on the field that make you say anything, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I usually talk a lot of, you know.
No, actually, I don't think you've ever talked anything, would probably be my guess, by the fact that that bothers you.
I did say it bothers
you. It's incredible
that
bothers you.
We just don't stoop to their level.
How do you know that they're stooping? You don't know what that guy said.
You don't know what he said. Let's go through this.
No,
this guy,
you don't know what he said to the Saints players. You don't know what he said to the coach.
His own level. So why would they go back at him and stoop down to his level?
Yep. You know what, West Bank Houdat, thank you. Thank you. West Bank Houdat just sent us a GIF of Dr. Evil and Mini-Me as Mitch Trubisky and Cohen dancing in the locker room. Thank you. You know what? I got nothing for the Bears. Nothing. No sympathy. They were throwing batteries at Saints fans in 2006. Okay?
Is Cohen a Bears fan?
I don't care.
Is Cohen a Bears fan?
I don't care. Call me petty. Remember, the whole fan base is petty. Sean Payton's petty. Everyone's petty. We're all good with it, but you.
No, I like the pettiness.
Clearly you don't. Oh, poor Cohen. Be made fun of. Just let the school do your talking. Oh. I hope they didn't sleep last night. Except the beating.
I was mad that we
Who was favored to win the game? Because they talked a lot of stuff going into that week, too, right? Our play, Soldier Field, all that. This guy, everybody. Yeah, it's incredible.
I think that was a lot of the national media.
No.
I don't think it was any of
Twitter Dave, thanks for calling here on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
What's up, Brother Gus?
I
just wanted to say, really pleased, all the way up to the last 5 minutes of the game. I'm just so impressed with this defense. You know what I mean? I don't know how you could not say we're maybe top one, top two in the league. One thing I do need to clarify for you. It sort of reminds me of one of them kids that said everybody should get a trophy.
I'm absolutely not the trophy guy.
Yes, sir.
That's what it reminded me of. But I mean, I'm not picking on you, Jordan, but it just kind of you give that kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying, brother?
If I am giving that vibe, I'm very sorry.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I'm happy with the Saints. I'm happy with the LSU. Everything's a great – it's a great Monday. It's a red bean and rice day, brother. Mm-hmm. Great show as usual, and I'll holler at you later.
The Graph, by the way, still on his way to Toronto in the air listening via the TuneIn Radio app. By the way – the Bears were coming off of a bye week. Extra preparation and rest for a beating. But, hey, you know.
Something.
Same, you know, hey, but as long as you're worried about Cohen's feelings, that's good.
I'm not worried about anyone's feelings. I'm just saying let your game talk
you're
for
incredible.
You.
And they did. And then that guy down 36-10 is talking smack. That's probably why he was getting smack talked back to him. Again, look at the beginning of the video. Look at his body language. He's talking stuff to them, and they're down with 4:25 to play, 36-10. That's why they're yelling at him. Sean's saying, dude, you're getting your butts handed to you, and you're talking smack. That's what that was about.
Heart of a warrior.
Oh, now he's a warrior. It's incredible. 5 minutes ago, you're telling me we need to worry about his feelings, and now he's a warrior.
That second onside kick should have been recovered if he didn't step out of bounds.
800-998-1003. You know, you're incredible. Peter, is that you on the phone?
Yes.
What's up, sir? How are
you?
Yeah.
Real quick, I just thought it was funny. I'm pretty sure Jordan didn't mean to do it while he was trying to take up for Cohen. He did say stoop down to his level, and I just thought that was pretty funny.
There it is. Yeah. You referenced stoop down, get it? Yeah, there you go. Good job.
That's all I got.
That's it.
Well, you know what?
What?
My argument's invalid now.
It is. You made fun of his height.
I did.
You did.
So it's you know what? I'll give this one to you.
Oh, Joey with a zinger. Say that again, Joey.
As Burrell says, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yep. See what he just did there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Coach O actually said something about that a few minutes ago.
What did he say?
He says, yeah, Joe Burrow sees it all over the place. We want to forget about it also.
Well, CBS, like, kept going to
Yeah, it was like three different angles.
Yeah, I'm like,
Left cheek, right cheek.
Like the Jim Garrison JFK film.
I mean, we don't need to see 17 different angles. Yeah. I mean, feel for the dude. I mean, come on, dude.
It was up close. You know, the low-level
angle. Just tell
angle.
Me you weren't that guy that, like, screenshotted it.
No, I wasn't.
And all that.
No.
All right. Are you sure? If I go on your
timeline. Sure.
If I go on your timeline.
You can.
There better not I'll be Burrow's full moon.
I'll give you my phone now.
I'm just making sure. 800-998-1003. How did you not enjoy the beating yesterday?
I didn't enjoy the beating.
I could not. By the way, those last few minutes, right?
No, that's what I was
talking about. Oh, my
gosh. What I'm trying to say is.
Like, you're sitting there going, what? Stop. Recover the kick. It's so hard to get an onside. You can't even run up anymore.
When
like, you're
started,
at a standstill on an onside kick, and they managed to recover two of them.
Well, when Nagy started calling timeouts with 30 seconds left, that's when I was like, just go for the touchdown.
Yeah.
Honestly, just run,
your coach.
Run up the score.
It's your coach, by the way.
It's not my coach.
Your coach.
I don't remember ever liking the Bears.
Nope. Your guy.
Coach Harry Hiestand cares. None of this is because guys don't care. Our quarterback cares. Our players care. They're, you know. So one thing, as negative Nelly as this will be at 3-3 for us right now, right? I get it. And I'm the one that's going to have to answer to y'all all the time about the negativity of everything that's going on. Got it.
Oh, that's where I see now I know where all this comes up. All what? This feeling stuff.
Kleber?
You care. Exactly. Kleber cares. You're like the Care Bear.
You know who didn't care?
No.
Whole Bears team.
Oh, stop it. Again, you cannot have looked at that game and said, oh, it's the Bears that didn't show up. They had a bye week. Why is it so difficult for you and the rest of the national media to go, the Saints went into Soldier Field and kicked their butts? Like, why can't you see that?
Never said they did it.
No, you just did. You said it didn't care. So you are insinuating that the Bears didn't show up.
No, they didn't care.
They didn't show up.
After the Saints were whipping them, that's when they just gave up.
Really? Cohen didn't give up. He's talking nonsense. Talking smack to, you know what? How about you back your coach, Sean Payton?
It's not my coach.
How about you back him?
Sean Payton, yeah.
Yes.
Maggie's not my coach.
I love that he does the choke sign to a Falcons player. I love that he gets into the game like that. What is wrong with you?
But you're just giving haters fuel.
Who cares? They already think he's petty. They already think that Saints and the entire fan base are jokes and clowns and pettiness.
This is true.
Who cares? You're on the wrong side of this, by the way.
I'm slowly figuring it out.
Yes. Hour 2 is brought to you by 511 from Karl Malone. Purpose-built gear for life's most demanding moments. Go check out the store. It's right across from the entrance to Lafreniere Park. 6601 Veterans is the address. I promise when you walk in, you're going to get blown away from the gear. Hunting, fishing, hiking, tactical, police, military, you name it. Wall of backpacks.
Not lunch boxes.
Not lunch boxes. They're gear bags. Like for the shooting range, which I thought was a lunchbox. You don't put apples. I guess you could put it.
You could.
You could. But it's for your weapon and your ammo. They got grenade holders over there. That's all you really need to know. Go check it out. I promise you'll enjoy it when you walk on in. It's the Sports Hangover. You're home for Pelicans basketball. We'll come back and hear from Sean Payton and your phone calls. 800-998-1003 on ESPN New Orleans. LaFouche Ford has been part of our community for years. They have stayed committed to giving you great deals, competitive parts and pricing, and service after the sale. Through the years, they have supported your kids, your grandkids, your schools, your churches, and even your events. So help them to continue to support you. And remember, before you buy, give LaFouche Ford a try. Wishing all of our area football teams the best season ever.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Are you ready to check out the latest innovations from 5.11 by Karl Malone? 5.11 is committed to making the best gear used by those who demand the most. A large selection of award-winning packs and bags and industry-leading pant designs. 5.11's got you covered. Try our best-in-class pants like Apex or Defender jeans. Or walk in a pair of our most comfortable boots that perform in the harshest environments. Build the ultimate bug-out bag with our tactical bags and accessories at 5.11 by Karl Malone. 6601 Veterans Boulevard. Always be ready.
Peter Don's Golf Carts has golf cart batteries on sale through October 31st. Great prices like the Trojan 6-volt Peterden Black Box battery for $79 each. Plus sale prices on more Trojan Black Box batteries like the Trojan 6-volt T105 for $114. Check out the Trojan T1275 deep cycle battery for just $174. All batteries come with core exchange. Peter Don's Golf Carts in Houma also has the best prices in the area on golf carts and accessories.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Get into this game, 800-998-1003. 3625 is the final. What was more impressive, the defensive performance or really the way the offense and the game plan was executed flawlessly, if you ask me, per head coach Sean Payton and the rest of the team there? Statistics, did it tell a story? At times they can. And look, you held the Bears rushing to 17 yards.
Total.
Trubisky, 54 passes, 34-54, two TDs, a pick. I mean, no picks. Sacked twice. For the Saints, how about Latavius Murray? I got to give him a game ball, right? You got to give him a game ball. 27 carries, 119 yards, two TDs, and the TDs were close in proximity in the, you know, inside the five and just knocking them in and just, that's what you wanted from him. But he accepted the challenge. Head coach Sean Payton afterwards had this to say on Murray's game in Soldier Field.
I think he has real good vision. He's got he's got the ability to cut back and feel a run, maybe being over pursued. He's got speed, and so he had a handful of those cuts today that, you know, he saw a hole, he felt something, and I thought he ran with power, but he also ran with speed. Yeah, he had a touchdown called back. It was a real good run. It was a big game for him. I was proud of him.
I love it. Again, stepped up. Took acknowledge and accepted that opportunity. EF, let me play one bite and I'll come to you. It's Teddy Bridgewater not having Alvin Kamara and Jared Cook. I mean, those are two, the last couple, several weeks, Cooks, you've seen him be able to get a lot more play. They've thrown the football a lot more to him. And goodness, I mean, Alvin Kamara is a huge part of your offense. Not having him, Teddy.
It's a big difference, I'd say. You know, when you talk about a guy who can change a game the way he can. But, you know, we have guys who were able to step in and, you know, carry the load if we need him to. And you watch Latavius today, what he was able to do. And just hats off to, you know, those guys, our coaching staff, of just continuing to draw up different ways for us to win football games. And like I said, man, that offensive line of ours, man, hats off to those guys. It was a physical game. We did a great job opening holes for our backs to run freely, and even coming out of the backfield catching the ball, Latavius had a great game. So it's great to have a guy like that who can step in, and even if we're missing one piece, you know, it just speaks highly of this team.
Yeah, Latavius Murray also had 5 receptions for 31 yards. Oh, by the way, we hadn't even gotten to Michael Thomas. How ridiculous is that? There were an hour or two, and we hadn't really just gone about a high school game. 131 yards, non-receptions. All those people, remember? They weren't a lot, but they were your few. I don't know if we should pay him. Stop. That is why you pay him. EF, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Hey, what's up, Gus? Now, just think, last week, y'all were all talking about y'all was going to forfeit the game to Chicago because we were out. You know what you found out yesterday? From top to bottom, this is a championship team. Next man up, no Cook, no Kamara, no problem. 430 yards total offense, 36 points. You can't ask for nothing more than that. The only thing that I will ask for is Dennis Allen stop going to prevent when we got the games well in hand and just keep mashing the gas. Now I'm trying to like discern like a method to the madness, because like you said earlier, no one's talking about us. They're talking about Green Bay and Dallas again. So maybe that's his thing. You know, we'll pull out, we'll get the game in hand and let them come back and make it like, you know, a little closer than it really was. So nobody will talk about us, and we can just go on our way and keep beating people up. Right. So, and if that's the case, that's cool. I just don't like. I like 36-10. 36. If we would have walked out of there 36-10, oh my god! But we'd have been ahead. We'd have been the headline.
Here's the other element too that I thought was impressive: no turnovers, mm-hmm. right? So you didn't give them any extra, you know, abilities to do so.
Right.
And look, again, it's just fluke stuff, man. It makes you just want to pull your hair out. The return back for a touchdown. You're sitting here going, come on, man. You know, and then Lutz misses 2 field goals. So that's 6 points right there. And then literally.
Off the TD in the end zone.
And then you do the.
It's like fluky stuff.
Well, and then the 2 onside kick recoveries. You got to be kidding me. Yep. And then Eli Apple going backwards. His foot gets stuck in the ground. I'm like, come on. It's just.
Yeah.
Man, it should. It wasn't that close. Fluky stuff,
and like the but in the onside kicks. I mean, and I understand. You know, I think we got to be more cognizant of 10 yards. Like, you look at that ball. That ball wasn't going to travel to 10 yards. That ball, like, it was about to die at 8.
Right, but I let it go 10. You know,
let it go 10. Let it come. Let it get past the first line, because the first line is the blocking guy. Now the second onside kick. Well, that, you know, the ball got tripped up in Washington's feet. I mean, what can you do, you know? You know, it's just a hell of a kick by them. And luckily for us, the guy stepped out of bounds before he reestablished himself.
Let me ask you this real quick. I want to ask you this before I get to D, because D's holding on here. But do you even remotely play Drew Brees this week, even if he's targeting it?
No. Nope. I let him sit. Let him rest it out to the break. I mean, let's not get caught up with the old Arizona's red hot. No, they're not. They beat a bad Cincinnati team, bad Atlanta team.
I think, EF, you go through the entire process like he is this week, right? Have him practice. Yep. I want to see how Stum is on Thursday after taking snaps with the second unit. I mean, I just have him practice. Yep. Teddy, go practice like you're starting. Drew, you're the backup, but go through practice. He can run through routes. Gear on. Yep. Thursday, Friday, that's 3 days. Then you can get a pretty good indication on how sore the thumb is or not, or if it handles it. And then on game day, dude, go put on the eye black, put on the jersey, go through the whole process. I mean, go throw your routes in pregame warm-ups, you know? Do everything you want, and then go stand on the sideline and then use Taysom Hill as much as you want, because he's ready to go if you need to. But I just think right now, go through everything but to get him ready. Because you can get a lot of work in up until that point without him getting hit, is my point.
I agree. And we really need is like, I'm like, I would rather him be 120% by the time December rolls around, when we got San Francisco, Indy, Tennessee, and Carolina for the second time. This November stretch, it's a winnable stretch. we can actually win it with Teddy. It's a winnable stretch. But, like, if he's ready for Atlanta, then let's rock and roll.
Oh, I want him against the Birds. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to see this offense move again. I'm ready.
Let's rock and roll. Again, I hear you. I'm with that. But
thank you, Jeff.
Just let him rest up.
Yep, appreciate the phone call. Same thing with Alvin. I'm good. See you against Atlanta. He'd have a full month. Rest them legs. D, what you got for us, man?
Oh, bro, I'm going to try to keep this short. Hopefully, Jordan won't get mad about that. You know? But listen. Let me put it to you like this, okay? Everything you said about Drew Brees is exactly how you should play that, okay? What I'm calling about is that SportsCenter keeps complaining that, you know, Aaron Rodgers don't have his full deck and look how great he is. And, you know, Tom Brady's missing Gordon and all that debacle he's got and everything and all. You know, we went into Chicago yesterday with no tight end, no starting tight end. Mm-hmm. And besides Michael Thomas, I don't believe we have an NFL wide receiver on our team. No disrespect to Ted Ginn, but Ted Ginn was never Mr. Catchable. In his 12, 13 years, he's been in the NFL. Okay? He's a deep threat, and that's what he's used for. That being said, you just went up in there and just told Vegas to take you 37.5 points under over and cram it. Because you just put 36 points on one of the best defenses in the league in Chicago with a second string quarterback and a depleted offense. If you ask me, I don't know who's making this up or whatever. The number one team in the NFL is the Saints. Bottom line.
Yeah.
You just won three big road games, okay? And you look like you have the best defense in the NFL. Bar none. Okay? Because every week, if you look at it, it's either Cam or it's Davenport or it's somebody else, Von Bell or whatever. It's about 89 guys every week that pretend to be, and when I say pretend, it's their week to become the difference maker. There's not a defense out there that has that, okay? The first thing you say is the Bears defense is Khalil Mack, and you might say Hakeem Nick. Who else? Not nobody. Same thing with a bunch of these other defenses, okay? If you look at the Dallas defense last night, the minute that one pass rusher went out,
right?
Okay, Carson Wentz started to make things happen.
No,
you
man,
can't
look.
Say that about the Saints defense.
I'll say this, D. You're getting play from the back end, linebacking, D lines as good as there is right now in the NFL, that's for sure. Thank you for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. Juan Kincaid, Fox 8 Sports, joins us next. If you'd like to chime in, we can put you in the conversation here as well if you got anything to mention. Juan and I will talk a little bit about that. LSU here as well. And don't go anywhere. Where Hour 2 is brought to you by 511 by Carl Malone. Purpose-built gear for life's most demanding moment. 6601 Veterans Boulevard from the opening. Right there, essentially, a Lafreniere Park, the way to get in there. Right behind Best Buy, the hotel, right around there. That little strip mall, that's where you go check it out. Where the old Godfather's Pizza used to be, right? 511 by Carl Malone. Promise, when you walk in there, you'll like what you see. We'll be back on the Sports Hangover and your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Do you have frequent heartburn?
Like the kind where you have antacid stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag or your desk or your car or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you want results for your advertising dollar, call me, Terry the Tiger Harris, account executive for ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. If you want your business to be top of mind, then invest your advertising dollar on ESPN 100.3 FM. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM covers from Morgan City all the way to New Orleans. Help your bottom line and make your cash register ring. Call me, Terry Harris, ESPN Radio 100.3 FM, 95-859-4744.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003. Head coach Sean Payton. Didn't give us the, well, this is what he was asked, because in the broadcast, they said, hey, look, Drew Brees targeting this week to play. Coach was asked about it afterwards.
No, incorrect. So I'll fill you guys in, day by day. We're not targeting. We're going to see how he's doing, and we'll give you the news once we feel like we're ready to.
Mike Triplett tweeted a little bit later that he had talked to Drew Brees, and he said, yeah, he is targeting. Whether or not he'll play, it's a different story. And we'll find out. Obviously, he was asked about Eli Apple.
No update. Sorry.
Now, his mom on Twitter posted pictures of him and her, and video he looked all smiles, walking. Videos him walking, so that's a good thing. Brian, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got for us, man?
What's up, dude?
How are you? I'm doing really well. Give us your quick take, and we got to go to Juan afterwards.
What's up, Goose?
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Oh, man, I didn't think I had you for a second. I thought I was going to be after Juan. But I'm glad you have me on. I just call a gloat, man. I heard EF kind of gloating a little bit, so I call it to the same.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to understand, why aren't you guys talking about how scared you were of the Bears before the game? I need to understand this. You guys were petrified, just hiding in the corner, ready to force it. Now, all of a sudden, it's two admin high fives, and huh? Interesting.
The Bears are still scared.
Here we go.
I mean, they're scary creatures. The Bears are scary creatures.
I'm just saying. Jordan was running away from women. He didn't want to go, on a trolley with the girls. Gus was really, willing to sit in the corner and cower and sit in the fetal position, and all of a sudden the big bad Bears just got trounced, and all of a sudden now you want to do that in high five? I mean, wow. I mean, Marcus Davenport was a bust, and all of a sudden he's praising Marcus Davenport. What the hell is going on in this show? Then you breathe. So I was all ready to just give you guys kudos for the way you present the information, and then you ask a question about whether or not Drew Brees should play, and you said he shouldn't? Really? You don't think he should play against Arizona if he can go?
Well, you also said that Alvin Kamara should play hurt and last week, and they sat him, right?
Oh, no.
No, it's different.
No, it's different.
No,
it's
completely different. No, I
know. I never said he should play hurt. I said if he can go, you play him.
Okay.
If he can go, you play him. What's the next game after the Saints play the Cardinals? I just want to think about it. Anybody have a guess on what that is? The Falcons game.
It's actually
Do you want a rusty Drew Brees wearing a splint who doesn't know if he can really throw the ball or not? Do you want him playing against the Falcons in what will be their version of a Super Bowl? That's who you want going to be? The Falcons may lose every game from now until then, and they probably will. And you want them going up against Brees motivated in order to try to, I don't know, play against a rusty Drew Brees with a possible splint on his arm. That's what you're saying. You want to watch him do that versus him knowing whether or not he can still throw the ball. He would have, you know, his points of discomfort. He kind of know how he can play with the brace on his thumb. But you want him to go out there cold turkey and play against the one team that hates him the most.
Well, I think he can do all of that during practice, Brian. Let me get to Juan Kincaid here, though. Appreciate your takes, Juan. Look, I think that's one of the things that, you know, what we're going to talk about, obviously, going to this week and see if it's the storyline, obviously, if he can play or anything. I think, hey, you go through the practice, you see how he feels on there or not. And again, we're not in there, so I don't know how much he's been throwing and how good he feels after throwing it. But give me 3 days worth of practice to see how the thumb is before we get going in there. Hello, Juan?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you think the Saints should approach here with Drew?
I think you approach with caution. You know, and I heard the previous caller. I get what he's saying. If Drew's available to play, you play him. But the injury that he has, you have to take a step back from it and think about the ligaments that are around that thumb, that joint, and everything. It's like having a hamstring injury. You know, after a couple of days, it feels great. But you have to be careful when you come back because any sharp movement on it, and it can re-trigger it again because the scar tissue is built up. Now, Drew Brees is getting the best care that anybody could ever ask for, and he knows his body better than anyone. Would I play him in the game against Arizona? I probably wouldn't. I would go ahead and give him that extra couple weeks with the bye week following that to let him rest and get him ready for the game after that. And this whole thing about being Atlanta Super Bowl, you know, I think people make too much out of the rivalry. Once the game is underway and once the ball's kicked off, those things go by the wayside. You're not thinking about a rivalry when you're in the actual game. You're thinking about getting that guy to the ground, whether it's Drew Brees or Ryan Tannehill or whoever it is. So I don't buy the fact that you're worried about playing Drew Brees' first game back there against the Falcons. It's no matter who it's against. Everyone's trying to get to Drew Brees, whether it's the Falcons or it's the Panthers or it's the Bucks. They're trying to get to Drew, and it has absolutely nothing to do with a rivalry. So I would sit him, but if he's ready to go and the medical staff checks him out and says he can go, then you play him. Because he can get hurt in any game, whether he comes back early or late.
Right, and that's what I mean by that. I mean, clearly, I mean, if he's up 100% cleared, ready to go, and there's no discomfort, there's no swelling, there's no anything like that afterwards, and yeah, I'm just saying, from what I know, and maybe Juan, I don't know if you know, or Sean, or anybody else, but he hasn't practiced. He hasn't gone through a full week of practice, right? I mean, that's just, I'm just going, take him out of it. Any player, Kamara, Rankins, anybody that's coming back from an injury, they're going to go through a full week of practice first to see if there's discomfort, if there's swelling, and how they feel that way. And from my understanding is that hasn't happened yet. So I think you err on the side of caution, but also just see what happens. You don't know how he's going to feel after going through a full practice on Wednesday, the next day on Thursday, you know?
Well, you don't know that, and you won't know until it actually goes through it. And we'll have by a week of practice. We really mean 3 days. Practice doesn't really start probably back until like Wednesday. So it's not like Drew is going to forget the plays. It's an offense he's been in since 2006. So the plays are ingrained. And I just think because of the way things have gone with Teddy Bridgewater, that's the other factor. You know, if you had gone 1-4 under Teddy, then you may be saying, you know what, we need to get Brees back on the field.
Yep.
But because you've gone 5-1, you're 6-1 right now, you've gotten way more out of Teddy than you ever thought you would have. There's no reason to rush Brees back. And again, the player is always going to say he's ready to play. It doesn't matter what the sport is. If they feel good, they feel good. They want to play. Sometimes the coach and the medical staff have to step in front and say, you know what, we're going to err on the side of caution. You know, we got a whole second half of the season to go here. Our goals are pretty clear. We cannot have you getting hit, and then all of a sudden the injury is back to where it was, if not worse than before. Now, having said that, he could come back in week 9 and still get hit and re-injure the thumb,
right,
and it feels even better for 2 weeks. So there's no guarantees here, but I think because you've got time, you can buy some time here against the Cardinals team that's playing better, but you should still be able to beat them.
and you have the bye week, I would say give him that extra amount of time to rest because Teddy's going 5-0 here. There's no reason why he can't go 6-0.
Juan, and that's, I think that's how I feel too. I mean, we talk about a tendon or a ligament or something that really, I think it's probably wait and see a lot of it too. When I talk about your typical sprained ankle and you kind of get that and you can kind of work it. I mean, it's kind of key. And to me, you're not going to lose anything by getting an extra 2 weeks worth of rest on that ligament while you can do all of the throwing and everything you can do in practice. It's almost like, when you go practice against a team, Juan, in the preseason without really playing him in the preseason game. You know, you can get all that work in, you can throw all the routes, you can do all of that, and then you see how it sort of goes. But look, the play by other players that stepped up here as well. Von Bell, I gave a game ball to. You look at Latavius Murray, what they've been able to do him on the offensive end, and what, 31 yards in the air, 119 rushing. You've just seen this team almost get better with the Breeze injury where everyone's kind of stepped up their game.
Well, you've seen a defense realize that it's on them to hold the opponent down, to give the offense a chance, because week in and week out, it hasn't been the best offense. They've done just enough to get enough points to win the football game. The defense has kind of held its own. I mean, it's been way better than could have been expected this year. But I think the pressure of not having Drew Brees has kind of hit home with those guys. And you know what? We have to lead this team to victories and hope the offense keeps up with us. So it's been very encouraging to see. But I'm going to tell you, Gus, I know you're giving game balls to guys on defense. But these first six games, these last five games, that offensive line has been awesome. I mean, they've kept Teddy upright. The reason why he's had very few turnovers is because they've kept guys out of his face. They've opened up holes for the running back that's back there. They've kept those pass rushing, major big-time, big-name pass rushers away from the quarterback. That offensive line, and we weren't quite sure how they were going to do it. McCoy at center, Max Sullivan no longer there. But they've stayed healthy, and they've stayed together, and they've gotten better as the season has gone on. So I just think the O-line has been the MVP of this football team so far.
About the job that head coach Sean Payton's been able to do with this team here as well.
I think Sean Payton's been fantastic. The way he's been able to change the way he goes about calling play based on the personnel he has. I don't know many other coaches in the NFL that can adjust on the fly like he's done, especially this last game with no Alvin Kamara, no Jared Cook. Drew Brees is obviously still out. And then you're having to go with a bit of a patchwork offense. You've got one receiver to throw the ball to, which baffles me why the Bears did decide to double Michael Thomas and say, oh, somebody else beat us, because no one else is going to. But the job that Sean Payton has done week in and week out, devising a game plan to beat the opposing team, not only defending, blocking out their best pass rusher, and they faced the best ones in the league so far this year, but being able to find a way to get the running game going with Latavius Murray, being able to find a way to get Taysom Hill going, and Zach Line, the former quarterback in high school, pitching an option. I mean, things like this, you know, we know Sean Payton's imaginative with his play calling, but really get reminders of that when you see that play yesterday, the pitch to the pitch. I mean, it's just crazy the things he thinks about. It's like he sits in his backyard, has a sandbox, and draws things up. You know what? This might work in such and such game, and it's fun to watch.
You know, and the other thing, too, I saw Brian Baldinger this morning, and I referenced the video he did. He called a play in which Michael Thomas was the lone receiver. He max protects. He has nine people back there to give Teddy time to throw to that one player. He's the only one running a route back there, which just things like that, Juan, that says, all right, look, we're going to do it, and you're going to help the guy out. You know, so many times we see coaches kind of just say, well, look, this guy's stepping up to go run our offense, but not help him up. I think the thing that he's done with Teddy Bridgewater is he hasn't asked him to do too much. He's asked him to do enough, and he's helped him do that. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, but, you know, I think Sean Payton was partly to blame for this team struggling running the ball early. Why he kept trying to run the ball to the outside was beyond me when Latavius Murray was falling forward, getting 2 and 3 yards every time he touched the ball.
Right.
Sean Payton finally realized his mistake there. He talked about it at the end of the game. So, you know what? Part of the play calling mistakes were on me, and he's right. I think he was a little too slow in recognizing what the Bears couldn't stop, and he kept trying to change it up a little bit. So, again, Sean Payton will always be the first to admit that I've got to be better myself when it comes to play calling and the personnel I have to use and utilize against this such defense. And I really honestly think, Gus, this is his best coaching job in his time here in New Orleans based on what he's had to do it against and what he's had to work with his offense, and obviously not having Drew Brees being the big piece that's missing.
Quick final question for you, Juan Kincaid from Fox 8 at Juan G. Kincaid, so to follow over on Twitter. The Tigers getting that win against Mississippi State. Look, I know so many people, and they announced it today. It's 2:30 kickoff against Bama. Tua got hurt over the week. I get that. You have a heck of a rivalry here anytime Auburn especially comes up to Baton Rouge in a battle of Tigers. When you look at this Saturday's game in Tiger Stadium, what are your top storylines going into it?
Well, I think the top thing is, can the LSU defense get pressure on Bo Nix? It begins and ends right there for me with LSU. If they can get the kind of pressure they did this past week against Mississippi State and get the turnovers, they win that game by 21 points. I really do. I don't think Auburn's offense can keep up with LSU's offense. The LSU's going to score. No one can stop that offense. They're going to score, but can they stop the opponent from scoring? As good as they were against Mississippi State, I still have visions of Florida holding the ball 40 minutes of that game.
Right.
And making their own mistakes in the end zone, throwing interceptions, but still dominating possession of the game, and LSU having no answers with a full defensive roster. Everyone was there. So when you go against Auburn this weekend, can you repeat that performance against Mississippi State against a better offense? Can you do that? So with me, there's not three things LSU has to do. They're going to score points, but they've got to be able to stop Auburn's offense and get pressure on Bo Nix. If they can do that, it's an easy win for LSU.
Yeah, it's that run game, man. You're mentioning it. Look, Arkansas is a bad football team, but Auburn went
terrible
up there, paid 51 points, but they rushed for 298. So, yes, do I think LSU's D-line and defense is better in Arkansas? As I hear you. But that's what they're going to do. I mean, he didn't ask Gus Malzahn, Bo Nix, to do much. 12 of 17 for 193. So, it's, you know, you'll throw when we get in the red zone area, but for the most part, they're going to go up and down the field running the football.
They are. And why wouldn't you do that against LSU when they've shown all year long that they've struggled with stopping the run and they've struggled with getting pressure on the quarterback? I think Bo Nix is an okay quarterback. He's a true freshman. Only going to get better. Going to be really good by the time he gets to his junior and senior year. But right now is the time to take advantage of this guy and give him looks that he hasn't seen before and get pressure in his face that he hasn't experienced before. Arkansas is a really bad football team. I mean, they are horrible. So you can't really take too much out of that game against Auburn except for the fact that Auburn whipped them the way they were supposed to whip them. I think LSU next to Alabama is the best team in the SEC, if not the best team in the country. And so going against an Auburn team, that's formidable, and that's a very good opponent. I still think LSU is a touchdown favorite over this team, playing at home, better offense. But again, can their defense stop the run at front four? Can they get pressure with front four without having to send an extra guy? That's been a question mark all year long, and they haven't really done it very well outside of Mississippi State last weekend. So we'll see. Looking forward to it. Can't believe the Alabama game is 2:30, you said, as well?
Yep, 2:30.
That's crazy. The luster's been knocked off a little bit, but that's going to be fantastic, too.
I hear you. Hey, man, thanks for your time this afternoon, buddy. Stay safe out there. It's wet.
All right, Kat, thanks.
At Juan G. Kincaid is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Shane, coming to you right out of this break. Hour two is brought to you by 5-Eleven by Carl Malone. Go check them out. 6601 Veterans Boulevard. Wall of backpacks, boots, Black Rifle Coffee Company, and gear as well. You're going to enjoy a lot of the stuff that you go in there. Again, you're going to see stuff in that store that you don't see anywhere else. Just go in there, give it a try, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's pretty cool. Shane, coming to you right out of the breaks, the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hey roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
We've all seen that moment in movie credits that says no animals were harmed in the making of this film. As a film director, I rely on the 8 decades of experience American Humane brings to safeguarding animals on set. They consult on scripts, advise on locations, training, veterinary care, and so much more. As a director, nothing is more important than making sure everyone is safe, and that includes the animals on set as well. And thanks to the passionate people of American Humane, we can.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, Vet Ticks. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience. Give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Shane. Got about 2.5 minutes before the top of the hour break. They're all yours. What you got, man?
Hey, Gus, thanks for having me on. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, you know, get your... Yesterday during, it was either the Saints game or another game, I was listening to one of the broadcasters, and they were talking about the NFC and how powerful that Green Bay is and, mm-hmm. and the 49ers, and they don't see anybody stopping them. And can anybody stop them, and who's to be afraid of, and they don't think the Saints have what it takes. Well, to me... If these last five games, if it hasn't scared the rest of the teams in the NFL, then something's wrong. They showed you that they can win games without their starting quarterback, without their starting running back, mm-hmm. and their start tight end. So what can Green Bay do? You've seen the last 2 years when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, they crumbled and fell. You saw last year when Garoppolo got hurt in San Francisco, they crashed. Can those teams win and carry their momentum into the playoffs without their starter quarterback? The Saints are showing you right now, look, we could put Taysom in, we could put Teddy in, we can win games, and we don't need Drew Brees. So we don't need Alvin Kamara. We don't need none of them. But if I'm worried about one team in the NFC, if I should be scared, if I'm all the other teams, I would be scared of the Saints because they now can beat you with whoever's playing quarterback, whoever's playing running back, and whoever's playing tight end. We showed you that yesterday. And now the defense is actually – peek into their prime. So, I disagree with the guy was saying when he said Green Bay and the 49ers are going to run away with it. Well, I would be more worried about the Saints than anybody.
I'll say this, adaptability, right? The Saints have shown adaptability, Shane, and that's what we've been able to do. Obviously, you want to have every weapon that you're available and can do it. And we've yet to really see this team have that, right? I mean, Breeze went out early in week number two. Again, respect, acknowledgement, all that is going to come with you constantly winning and doing what it takes. I think adaptability is, Shane, what stands out to me. And also the other thing that stands out to me is focus. This team has a linear focus. They know what they have. They know where they're going. They could care less, really, I think, about anything else. There's no egos in that locker room. You can see it on the field. You don't have anybody trying to do too much. Everyone's just trying to do their share and their part. Thanks for the phone call, Shane. Appreciate it. Updated Super Bowl odds. Here you go, Shane. New England 2-1. New Orleans is second at 9-2. KC, Green Bay, Frisco 10-1. So it gives you an idea. Hour 3 next on ESPN New Orleans.